In at least some instances, less sophisticated research can be done with far more modest resources on the Internet. Wikipedia is a fast-growing online encyclopedia, edited and written by the people who use it. Last year, the number of people visiting the Wikipedia website more than tripled to over 4.5 million. But as NPR's Laura Seidel reports, all that rapid growth poses problems with accuracy.
With more than 460,000 entries, the four-year-old Wikipedia is about 6 times larger than the latest Encyclopedia Britannica, and it's still growing at a rate of about 3,000 articles a day. It's so inclusive, there's even an entry for a public radio reporter named Laura Seidel. Students may not be reading that entry, but they are going to Wikipedia for information. In the library at Reuben A. Cirillo High School in Walworth, New York, there are more than 2 dozen computers with web access. Librarian Jackie Henry says Wikipedia worries her.
Students are not particularly sophisticated about evaluating what they're reading. What they see on the Internet, especially at the younger levels, they assume everything is accurate. And so that is the center of my concern about the use of Wikipedia as a resource.
The problem for Henry is the way Wikipedia is written. Unlike a traditional encyclopedia, which has articles by experts in the field, anyone at any time can write or edit an article on Wikipedia.
Although there is a moderator, evidently people can get past the moderator quite relatively easily because pictures were tampered with. And there's quite a lot of vandalism that goes on to some of the pages.
Henry's referring to an incident that occurred during the lead-up to last year's presidential election. Wikipedia moderators had to lock up entries for both Senator John Kerry and President George Bush after some users repeatedly covered their pictures with graffiti. Henry says many teachers at her school will not allow students to use Wikipedia as a source. But the site also has support among educators. Clay Shirky, an adjunct professor in the Interactive Telecommunications Department at New York University, says the graffiti story illustrates what he likes about Wikipedia. Mistakes don't stay long. Volunteers have watch lists, and they get notices when someone has changed an entry on their list.
If you go into the Islam entry and you enter something hateful or you delete the whole thing, right? The Islam entry will be back within literally seconds or minutes. In the world of Wikipedia, it's actually much easier to recover from damage than it is to do the damage.
Shirky says in some ways, this makes Wikipedia more accurate than the Encyclopedia Britannica, which is only updated periodically.
So when there is an error in Britannica, it persists for quite a bit longer than it does in Wikipedia. And that's really, I think, the profound difference, is Wikipedia is not a product, it's a system.
Wikipedia also recently started a volunteer news service, but because news must be reported quickly, Shirky isn't sure it will be as successful. The roots of the Wikipedia system are in open source software, or OSS. OSS proponents believe that keeping software code accessible for the public to change and update creates the best product. The popular operating system Linux is open source. Wikipedia co-founder Jimmy Wales says the same concept works well for information.
We have so many people looking at the content. We have so many people agonizing over it. We have long, detailed discussions of exactly how to phrase certain things in controversial articles in an effort to get it right. It's a really a wonderful process that generates very, very high quality work in the end.
Maybe in the end. But the site can also bring out the nitpicky. Pages can change daily as editors fight over something as trivial as spelling and comma placement. Jimmy Wells says there is a core group of 500 to 600 obsessive volunteers, including himself, who regularly work on the site. Many are hobbyists like Sam Klein, an undergrad physics major at Harvard. He says whenever he learns about something interesting, if there's no Wikipedia entry, he writes one. It's amazing to watch how other users make improvements, he says, like what happened when he did an entry on the Greek Attalid dynasty.
Somebody wrote to me saying, oh, I saw you wrote this nice article about Attalid II. And I added a little bit to it. You might want to take a look. And I went and I looked, and there was this glorious 12-page article with 20 footnotes, detailed references to 3 or 4 different scholarly texts. It was so beautiful.
Beautiful it may be, but Dale Hoiberg, the editor of Encyclopedia Britannica, thinks there is such a thing as too much information. Wikipedia reminds him of a Jorge Borges story in which the cartographers of an empire make a map so large, it's as big as the empire itself and rather useless. Hoiberg says not only are facts in Britannica checked by professionals and experts, decisions are made about what is important.
It's really helping people get through the morass of information that's out there. And if we look at our internet world of today, we know there's a morass of information out there, some reliable, some unreliable, and people need a place to start.
Still, many people are clearly finding Wikipedia useful. In an age when information is widely accessible and free, many observers think that the traditional encyclopedia is going to be much harder to sell. Laura Seidel, NPR News.